Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
During this trying time to avoid contracting the coronavirus, we've all been forced to adjust our social, dining, and work habits. We have a new phrase in our lexicon, physical distancing. It means keeping a safe distance from other people. The suggested safe distance has been 6 feet, although some suggestions have expanded that number to as many as 20 feet. So we're now in the process of getting used to try to avoid close contact with other people. Now, that concept is constantly being burned into our every waking minute. So too is the concept of washing our hands, almost obsessively. Most people have been taught as children to wash our hands before a meal or after using the bathroom. In spite of our early training, many people avoided going through this ritual. Perhaps this crisis will imprint the need to wash our hands frequently. And with not being able to use gyms to work out as many people have been used to doing, many people have been taken to getting out of the house when possible to go for walks or bike rides. And when forced with a necessity, people are inventing options they may not have been taking advantage of prior to this time. Now, with regard to dining, Americans eat in restaurants or frequent fast food establishments for nearly one-third of our meals. Under the current crisis, most of us are cooking meals at home. Some are relying on fast food and regular restaurants for takeout or delivery. So yes, our dining habits, like everything else, have been forced to change. And like everything else, we've adapted to those changes. When it comes to jobs, many people have lost their jobs due to layoffs or work furloughs. For those of us who are fortunate enough to still be working, we've been forced to repurpose the way we go about our tasks. Working from home has become more the norm than not. Technological advances have given us the opportunity to communicate with others near and far. Not only have businesses been able to successfully use computers and the internet to conduct day-to-day operations, schools are able to continue the education process under many circumstances, with classes being conducted online. So what is the upshot when it comes to how we are adjusting to our social, dining, and work habits? The upshot is that we are managing to adapt during a crisis no one could have ever imagined. We have been forced to comply with recommendations and mandates, and for the most part, most people are complying. We've been forced to become creative in our quest to continue with our daily lives. We're in the process of living up to the need to be resilient. Will physical distancing become the new norm? Well, given that the crisis is not over and may not fully be over for many months to come, we may be forced to make physical distancing become the new norm. Over a period of time, it will be up to us to maintain the common sense of changes we've been adapting to. If we're sensible, we'll continue to institute many of these changes. Will we still be able to interact with others around us? Well, yes, of course. Will our physical distancing mean we can't compete in contact sports or go to dances? I don't think so. Restrictions will be relaxed to a great degree. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be following many of the current restrictions and recommendations as a general rule. Eventually, life will get back to normal, even though the idea of normal may well be redefined. More people may find themselves working from home. Hopefully more people will be taking greater precautions and using common sense. The bottom line is that we will get through this. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.